Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. My husband Ron and I went to see a movie recently. It was Midway. Maybe you've seen it. As a Navy veteran, my husband Ron loves all movies set around the Navy, as Midway is, of course. And ever since seeing the movie, Ron has enjoyed sharing his personal Navy experiences even more than ever. He always loves talking about that because he really enjoyed his time in the Navy, especially out at sea. Even though he served during the Vietnam War, and there are plenty of dangerous missions that he was a part of. He served aboard a destroyer. Now, that's not the largest ship in the fleet, but it is one that provides support and protection for the larger carriers and battleships. And after reading our latest chapter in our book, Unshakable Hope, by Max Licato, that we've been working through on our devotional time, I was curious about his experiences with the ship's anchor. Now, first, the anchor on large ships are huge and incredibly heavy. Their weight alone, in some cases, provided a stabilizing factor when they were dropped. The anchor was anchored by connected by a chain, not a rope, a chain, huge chain, and thick. I mean, like the chain links could be almost as big as a person. So it would just be impossible to break away from the ship. And what I also found interesting was that when they would drop anchor in the harbor, the anchor would hit the bottom and hook onto huge rocks. But that even once the ship was anchored, the ship would still have some flexibility, some movement, some bobbing, and even a small amount of drifting. But the anchor provided that the ship never went very far because the anchor held the ship steady and firm, no matter what the circumstances around the ship. Whether it was good weather, whether it was stormy weather, the anchor held it firm. Well, in our final chapter today of Unshakable Hope, the analogy of the anchor is so very fitting. And we read God's promise in Hebrews 6, starting in verse 19. The writer of Hebrews writes this: "We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, where Jesus, who went before us, has entered on our behalf. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure." You know, just as a ship's anchor needs something strong and secure to hook onto, we also need an anchor that is attached to something strong and secure for our souls to hold us firm, to keep us steady in the storm. You know, our souls are what differentiate us from animals. Well, there are other things, but the soul in particular. And Max writes this. He writes, "Because of your soul, you wonder why you're here. Because of your soul, you wonder where you're going. Because of your soul, you wrestle with right and wrong. You value the lives of others, and you get choked up at the singing of the national anthem and teary-eyed at the sight of your baby. You know, goldfish, animals, don't do these things. Your soul separates you from animals and unites you to God. And your soul needs an anchor. Your soul is fragile. It feels the pain of death and knows the questions of disease. Your liver may suffer from the tumor, but your soul suffers from the questions. Hence, your soul needs an anchor, a hooking point that is sturdier than the storm." Max goes on to write, "This anchor is set not on a boat or person or possession. No, this anchor is set in the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, where our forerunner Jesus has entered on our behalf. Our anchor, in other words, is set in the very throne room of God. We might imagine the anchor attached to the throne itself. It will never break free. The rope will never snap. The anchor is set and the rope is strong. Why? Because it is beyond the reach of the devil and under the care of Christ. Since no one can take your Christ, no one can take your hope." Our anchor, our hope, is hooked onto the throne of God. There is nothing more secure, nothing more stable. So it's critical that we remember what our anchor is hooked to. Our author writes this. He writes, "Ask yourself this key question: is what I'm hooked to stronger than what I'll go through? Is what I'm hooked to stronger than what I'll go through? He goes on to write, everyone is anchored to something, a retirement account or a resume. Some are tethered to a person. Others are attached to a position. Yet these are surface objects. Would you anchor your boat to another boat? Heaven forbid. You want something that goes deeper and holds firmer than other floating vessels. But when you anchor to the things of this world, are you not doing the same thing? Can a retirement account survive a depression? Can good health weather a disease? There is no guarantee. Salty sailors would urge you to hook onto something hidden and solid. Don't trust the buoy on the water. Don't trust the sailors in the next boat. Don't trust the other boat. In fact, don't even trust your own boat. When the storm hits, trust no one but God. The Apostle Paul proclaimed it triumphantly in 1 Timothy 4, we have put our hope in the living God. People of the promise make daily decisions to secure their anchors in God. Well, you know, as we each know, there will be days where we struggle, days where the storms rage, days where the issues of life, of family, of our businesses, of our jobs, of our health, cause us to be buffeted by the storms and even bob and drift a bit. But if our anchor is set in Christ, we will never lose hope. God's hope is sure, and His promises are true. You know, over the past several months, we have examined just 14 of the more than 7,400 promises in the Bible. God's promises are unbreakable, and His hope is unshakable. As our author writes, closing out this wonderful book that we just studied, build your life on the promises of God. Since His promises are unbreakable, your hope will be unshakable. The winds will still blow. The rain will still fall. But in the end, you will be standing on the promises of God. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you would like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.